For WVIK, I'm Jared Johnson. I'm here with Ashley Velez, Executive Director of Humility Homes and Services. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Thanks for talking with me for a little bit today. Before we get started, can I ask you, how are you coping with the coronavirus pandemic?
It's been probably some of the toughest days of my career, I would say, but it also has brought this weird sense of feelings of accomplishment and just finding like little blessings of hope or miracles throughout. So it's been a balance.
So tell me a little bit about the work that Humility does, and then also how the coronavirus has affected that work.
We are actually celebrating our 30th year this month. And so this month, we actually had quite a few celebrations planned to honor our 30 years of history. And so the coronavirus has put a bit of a damper on that, as you can imagine. We've had to postpone some of our wonderful events, but that's okay. The most affected for our agency has been our emergency shelter. We operate a 70-bed facility for single individuals, as well as operating the King's Harvest winter emergency shelter that runs from December 1st till April 15th. So during that time, we help anywhere between in our shelter. At one time, we have anywhere between 120, 130 between both shelters of individuals experiencing homelessness. So it's a pretty hectic time and it's pretty busy. And so this happened right in the middle of the winter shelter too.
I know you recently got a grant from the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund. What has that been able to help you accomplish?
It's been able to help us accomplish moving those individuals into hotel rooms. Due to, you know, the number that I just talked about, the individuals that we serve on any given night, we didn't have the capacity to do the social distancing, to do, you know, all the recommendations and precautions that are being recommended by the CDC, by HUD, by, you know, by the governor. And so for that reason, about 2 weeks ago, we started moving the most at-risk individuals. So, you know, individuals with health concerns, health issues, elderly that are staying in our shelter into hotels. And what happened is I was actually helping on the first day of move, and our individuals live in this state of crisis and state of just trying to, you know, survive, that they don't always fully pay attention to what's going on in the news. They may not have the ability, or they just can't cope with something else just that's such a, you know, something of this magnitude, that they didn't fully understand staying in one place, what social distancing meant. And so once we started moving people and explaining these individuals are going first, to help get room out of the shelter, one person said to me, kind of jokingly, but also not, are you just going to leave us here to die? That really pulled on myself, my administration team, and that's where the Quad Cities, the Recovery Fund is helping. We moved all 109 individuals into hotels in order for them to, you know, self-isolate, take care of themselves, you know, do that social distancing, and also to give my staff the protection that they need and the support that they need that way.
Right. Thanks so much, Ashley, and keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jared.
For more information about the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund held at the Quad Cities Community Foundation, you can visit unitequadcities.org.